We'll say let's learn a little bit. So what I wanted to do tonight is something a little bit different. I figured, you know, we were focusing so much on Chodesh Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, and, you know, kind of buried in the middle over here is Shabbos. You know, and kind of, especially this season, all the Yom Tovim take on such a major focus that sometimes Shabbos gets put a little bit, pushed a little bit to the side. So I wanted to do tonight the piece on Rabbi Nachman on Shabbos. And then Amir Tashem, next week is not going to be Shir, because we're having Simchas Beis HaShoeva at the Shul. Amir Tashem, this week I have Shir, we just have Shir there. Amir Tashem, and then we'll continue again after Pesach, after Sukkot, in regular Likutei Moharan. So let's take a look at what I see here. He says, I'm on the wrong page. Okay, so look what the writer here. He says, Kol inyan ha'arba'a tzrichan lahodos, ov rin al kol adam b'chol eis lepam b'gashmi esmamash. So we'll say, what the Rebbe is referring to over here is the Hasidic custom to recite Hoidi, prior to Kabbalah's Shabbos. So again, the truth is the Torah is still meaningful even if you don't say Hodu before Kabbalah Shabbos, because he's going to really highlight some incredible, incredible ideas. So look what he writes. Kol inyan ha'arba'a tzrichan lahodos, over and al the mochleis. So we'll say, now remember, the Gemara says that there are four people who have to give hodah, four different people that have to bring a carbon toda, Thanksgiving offering. Right? The Gemara talks about someone who goes out and travels by sea, someone who is released from prison, someone who travels over a desert, and someone who has escaped some other type of life-threatening situation. So the Rebbe says that the truth is, we often find ourselves in circumstances and situations in which we would have to bring a carbon toda. What does that mean? The apirov, Ayidei shari his ha-hifraskos ha-overin ala adam l'chayom beprat be'inyan galos ha-nefesh. Because I will say, the truth is, the Rebbe says, we all face danger every single day, specifically in the realm of spiritual exile. I will say, no, don't you relate to this now. You know, you come off Ne'ilah, and Pashat, like, after Ne'ilah, you feel like a spiritual Superman. Mamish, like, I am art scroll. Get ready to write my biography. Like, this is gonna be mamish my year. And then what happens? The alarm clock goes off the next morning, and again, all of my kabbalas for everything, you know, suddenly are not so pashut. And then the truth is, you go into work, and all of the trappings of, you know, what we. Somebody asked me how Yom Kippur was. I said, I know you're gonna think I'm crazy. I said, pashut, it was too short. That's the big problem with Yom Kippur, is that it's too short. There's so much to do on one day. And the problem, of course, is that it's not even a full 24 hours, because you're sleeping, obviously, for a number of those hours to begin with. So the problem is there's so much to do, so much to think about, so much to contemplate, and you really don't have it. If you think about it, you don't have a long day. By the time you get to shul, I don't know what time, 7:45, you know, so by the time you get to shul, so, you know, again, you're already 11 hours left. And the truth is, by the time you finish shachar, sem musaf, I mean, so the problem is, that says the Rebbe, that by the time Yom Kippur is over, no matter how much we've gained, by the time the next day comes around, we face the challenge of what he calls galus ha-nefesh. So just like we find ourselves now, you know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a beautiful Torah community, but we can never forget that we live in Galus. We have to remember that each and every day. So there's something called Galus Gashmi, and there's Galus Ruchni. So Galus Gashmi, we know again, is physical exile. Galus Ruchni means, you know, we'll say, person could be in Eretz Yisrael, a person could be sent in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they could still be in Galus Ruchni. Right? They could still be in spiritual exile. B'alkein, Tiknu lono bedoros halalu, lomar mizmar hodu b'chol erev Shabbos, b'chnisa Shabbos. Ki sheishes yemei hachol, heim b'chinas ha'olam hazeh shenikra erev Shabbos. Says the Rebbe, the 6 days of the week are considered to be like erev Shabbos. All the 6 days have the status of erev Shabbos. Kimo sh'om rabbisim zichrono lebracha, mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, v'shabbos b'chinas olam haba. So what says, here's what's beautiful. So says the Rebbe, 6 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all have the din of Erev Shabbos. They're all called Erev Shabbos. Now, what's the chap with Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos is regulated by one basic mantra, which is Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochel b'Shabbos, which means what? If you work on Erev Shabbos, so you'll get to eat on Shabbos. I will say, b'pashtos, what does that mean? Meaning that if you go, now obviously on a basic level, what it means is if you put in the effort during the week, so you'll be zochei, Meretz Hashem, to enjoy your Shabbos. That we know to be true. On a deeper level, what it means from a derech ruchni is, if you want Shabbos, Shabbos is me'in olam haba. Shabbos is a little taste of the world to come. Shabbos is kulo spirituality. So you want Shabbos, you want that taste of spirituality, you want that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no problem. You know who gets Shabbos? Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. People say it's an incredible yisod, because we live in a time where the truth is, you know, Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said that the Navi says that when Mashiach comes, Mashiach, the Yimosa Mashiach, so it's going to be a time of lo rav la lechem, velo tzama la mayim, kiim l'shmoa es divrei Hashem. People are going to be hungry, but not hungry for bread, not hungry for water, but hungry to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, that's the dar in which we live. There's an incredible appetite for ruchnius, an incredible appetite for the Ribono Shel Olam. What's the problem, though? What's the problem? Everybody wants it. The only issue is when we then hear that you have to work for it, suddenly then I'm not so sure. I definitely want it. I want the result. I'm just not sure I want to put in all the effort. Says the Rebbe, it doesn't work that way. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. We're all going towards Shabbos. Not just the day Shabbos, the ideal of Shabbos. That idea of ruchnius, that idea of spirituality, that idea of spiritual connection. Wonderful. You want Shabbos, you want spiritual connection, no problem. But what? You have to work for it. When do you have to work for it? Throughout the week. If I want a meaningful Shabbos experience, I want a Ruchni Shabbos, I want connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only comes with work. Goes on. But yet we know this world is filled with pain and difficulty. And says Rabbi Nachman, what's the great challenge? So on one hand, it sounds so simple. Put in your effort on Erev Shabbos. Put in your effort during the week. And then what happens? You'll have your Shabbos, both on a literal sense. You want to have a meaningful Shabbos. Prepare yourself ultimately again on during the week. But on a deeper level, you want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be willing to work for it. Sounds fine, sounds simple, except the world is filled with challenges. V'chol chayosinu v'kiyumenu hu rak b'chinas Shabbos shu b'chinas alma da'asi ki rak zeh kol tachlisinu. And says the Rebbe, you know, Bosai, the truth is we can relate to this on a very simple level. So right, when a person's trudging through the week, mamish, and I'm exhausted, and late hours in the office, so what does every single Jew always say to themselves? Shabbos, right? Shabbos is coming, Baruch Hashem. Shabbos is going to be here soon. So that's true on a physical rest level, says that, but it's also true on a spiritual level. That ultimately, again, what we work towards our whole lives is Shabbos. We'll say, this is very important, because according to Rabbi Nachman, what does Shabbos represent? Shabbos represents a chibur and a chibuk. It represents a connection, a hug from the Ribbono Shel Olam, an opportunity where I could put everything else on life on the back burner and I could just spend my time and spend the day to whatever degree possible connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we work. We work, our goal, our aspiration in life is Shabbos. He says, he goes on, however, kilo ba adam lazeh olam, lispol amal v'yagon kazeh, v'tzaros misaros shonel, she'ef shalavar, u'kemo she'yodea kol echa b'nafsho. Because it will say, it can't be that the tachlis of this world is to suffer, right? Or is to endure hardship. Because even though there's a lot of suffering, there's a lot of hardship, that can't be the tachlis. That can't be the purpose of existence. He goes on, he says, v'achachamim amstaklim b'chlala olam, yodim shakala olam kula male yagonos v'kasu machovos, So Nachman says, the problem is, often when you think about life, so the world is a very difficult place, right? And all of us face our challenges. Some of us big challenges, some of us small challenges, and challenges in all areas of life. You ever wonder to yourself, let's say you have a very difficult day. Person has whatever challenges with their business, the challenges with the shalom bayis, the challenges with their health, whatever it is. person says to themselves, what is the point of all this? Like here, I'm working, I'm slaving away. So what am I working for? What am I working towards? So people will often say, I'm working to pay my bills. So that's it. My whole life is about working to pay my bills. I'm working to buy X. That's it. The whole life is to buy X. That's the tachlis achayim. That's it. Says the Rebbe, we've got to be bigger thinkers. Because if my whole life is to pay my bills, and my whole life is to buy stuff, then at the end of the day, how do I deal with all the challenges, all the setbacks, and all the suffering? It must be that there's a bigger ideal that I'm living for. Look at this last paragraph. Okay. Bevadai lo bara Hashem yisparach esa adam b'chachman niflav v'nora kazos. B'shil sheyispol amal v'kas kazeh b'zeh olam. Therefore, says the Rebbe, it can't be that the Ribono Shel Olam created this great thing called man just to suffer in this world. There's got to be something bigger. Ki kavonas Hashem yisparach bevadai rak letova. Everything the Ribono Shel Olam does is only for good. Uki mevor b'chol ha-svarim shebara es ha-kol ha-olam u-molo'o b'shvil ha-adam. The Ribono Shel Olam created this entire world just for us. Kedei laharos tuvo, to show us his good, v'chasto v'rachmanuso, and his kindness and his compassion. Ukimo shekaso betchilas ha'itz chayim. Hainu, she'ikar b'riyas ha'adam, she'bishvilo nivra ha'kol, haya b'shvil ha'tachlis shu Shabbos, shu tachlis ma'aseh shamayim aretz. Both said, you know what the purpose of the entire creation was? Purpose of the entire creation. Purpose of man, purpose of our lives. It's all about Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is the ideal. Shabbos represents the ability to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, the ability to forge a relationship, the ability to find deep meaning. Let's say, you know, this is a great Nisayon for us. Why is this a Nisayon for us? Because the truth is, for us, often a successful Shabbos is that I'm able to stay awake past the soup. Like, mamish, if I could stay awake without falling asleep in the middle of my kids' Divrei Torah, then that is a successful Shabbos. And then what happens? And it gets even better. How? If I come home and I can have a quick lunch and then sleep for 5 hours, then mamish, that's a success. Also, you know, Nebuch, a person, shina b'Shabbos tanach, sleeping on Shabbos is a wonderful thing. But like most things in life, in moderation. Person could sleep away an entire Shabbos and you might feel physically rejuvenated, but you're spiritually empty because you missed out on the most important part of Shabbos, which is Shabbos is the day where you get to reconnect with the Ribono Shel Olam. It doesn't mean that a person has to spend the entire Shabbos learning. It doesn't mean that a person has to spend the entire Shabbos saying Tehillim. But some part of my Shabbos has to be used for some type of spiritual pursuit. If it's not used for spiritual pursuit, then you know what happens? I had 6 days of work. I was tarach. I exerted myself, and I didn't even get to reap the benefits of all of my work. Because the only reason we do all the things we do in this world is to provide ourselves with the space to be able to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. Shabbos is not just the day. Shabbos is the ideal. Shabbos represents that ability to create space in this world where I connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the Tachlis HaChayim. And if I don't connect with the Ribono Shel Olam on the seventh day, then I have to ask myself, why did I weather all the challenges of the week? For what purpose? For what purpose? To make more money? To buy another thing? To enjoy another pleasure? That's it? Let's say, you know, we've all been down that road. Whatever physical pleasure or enjoyment or thing you think is going to give you happiness, you know, we'll say, we all know this. Because you could buy the thing that you think is going to make you really happy, and you buy it, and then what happens? Then what happens? You go to the next thing, right? Then it wears off. Whatever you fill in the blank, whatever the thing is, it gives you a little bit of excitement, and maybe even it's sustained excitement for a little while, but you still have that void, you still have that emptiness, because that emptiness in life that we all feel can only be filled by one thing, Shabbos. Shabbos, not just the day, but the ideal. If I don't have Shabbos in my life, the ideal of Shabbos, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could buy whatever you want, you can make as much money as you want, that void will never be filled. Turn the page. About ich zochen lozeh. But I will say, how do we go ahead, listen to this, and how are we zoche to acquire this ideal of Shabbos? Ki abal dvar v'chayalosav miskabrim u mispashten kol kach al adam. Boaz, I say, calls the Baal Dover, means that guy. That guy is the Satan. The Satan and all his entire army, right? Go ahead and miskabrinu mispashnu kol kach hala adam. They surround us. The Satan surrounds us. Boaz, by the way, you know, I spoke about this a little bit on Yontif. You know, the Satan is not the little red guy, you know, with the tail and the horns with the pitchfork on your shoulder. Boaz, you ever wonder to yourself, it's an amazing thing. You ever have a situation in life where you were on the cusp of doing something really good and important, and then for some reason, you just sabotaged yourself? It's ma'asim b'chol yom. We sabotage ourselves. That self-sabotaging mechanism, it's true, by the way, in all areas of life. It happens to us often in our marriages, where I know what I should be doing for my wife, but whatever. You know, either I'm too tired, doesn't matter enough, she doesn't deserve it, whatever things people convince, that's the Satan. I know what I'm supposed to do, but yet I sabotage myself and I don't do it. Happens to us with ruchnius, happens to us with tzedakah, chesed, all kinds of things. Says the Rebbe, so how do you overcome the self-sabotaging mechanisms? The Satan, the self-sabotaging mechanisms, do not allow us to go ahead and what? To put our heart, to put our mind, ultimately, to Shabbos. The Rebbe also attributes, you know why the Satan often gets a hold of us? What the Rebbe calls Mara Shchora. Mara Shchora is literally what? Depression. Now you should know, Rabbi Nachman struggled with depression. I don't mean clinical depression, but he struggled with times in his life that he was literally depressed. That he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't love him, that he felt that he was worthless, that he felt that he was in nothing, and not just like an expression of humility, literally down on himself in ways that he felt he could never get out of. So what do you do, says...
Was that based on personal struggles? Physical struggles?
Yeah. There were times ultimately, again, that the Rebbe just felt... The Rebbe struggled. It's interesting. When you look, I'm sorry? So remember, Rabbi Nachman didn't write about anything. Right. Rabbi Nachman didn't write. Likutei Moharan is written by his Talmidim, or his Talmud Rabbi Nosson. But when you read, you know, the Sipurei Tzadikim of Rabbi Nachman, it appears that he struggled with a number of things. He struggled with just taivas noshim. He struggled with just desires. Just basically, he didn't act on them, but this was something that he struggled with. He struggled, interestingly enough, with taivas meichel, of eating. It's interesting. See, he had these struggles with like basic impulse desires. And there were times where he felt that he was just not mastering them. And because he wasn't mastering them, therefore, again, not that he didn't act in anything inappropriate, but because he felt he couldn't get these desires under control, so he felt like a failure. And it's in those moments when he felt like a failure that he just felt, it's like there were times he said he went for months without feeling any level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say now, let me tell you, what makes Rabbi Nachman great, you see, many people don't feel periods of connection to God. And then what happens? What do? They just fall off the grid. What made Rabbi Nachman great is that he never fell off the grid. See, even in those moments when you feel disconnected, you still keep plugging away. You still keep doing. You never stop. Because you know that if you keep plugging away, ultimately, the inspiration will come. Well, so that's just one more paragraph, then we'll stop for tonight. So how do you go ahead? And so here, I know what I want. I want Shabbos. That's what I want. I want that idea of Shabbos. I want connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. How do I achieve that? How do I accomplish that? So, and especially again, we'll say you should know, Rabbi Nach, this, I can't tell you, this is like, you guys, like what a privilege this is, right? I don't mean to sit at Yoni's house, Yoni Shish's house, which of course is a privilege, Baruch Hashem, and to eat their chalent and to drink their mashke. I don't mean that. That's also a privilege, always a privilege to be amongst friends. I mean like to learn these words of Torah. You know, and by the way, if you notice, No one had to like sneak in here or anything, right? You don't have to be worried about the authorities or persecution or getting beat up. I mean, you have to worry about being winded at the end of the driveway. But aside from that, right? It's an amazing thing that we get to just learn these beautiful words of Torah. So Rabbi Nachman says to Talmi, so here, I want Shabbos. I want Shabbos more than anything. I want to be able to carve out that time of connection. I want to have a beautiful relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. What am I supposed to do? You know what? Life is hard. There are challenges. And the truth is, I often get down. I get down on myself. I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm not happy with who I am. I'm not happy with where I am. I'm not happy with what I've accomplished, what I haven't accomplished. So what do I do? So look at this last paragraph. He says, V'yalkein, tzvichin hisgaber ma'od ma'od, lahamshich simcha al atzmo. Rabbi Nachman says, you know what? There's only one answer. You have to try very hard to be besimcha. You have to be happy. You have to be happy. Right? Rabbi says, it's an incredible thing. This is Rabbi Nachman's mitzvah gedola lios besimchatam. Rabbi says, I just want to point something out to you. You know, it's interesting. Everybody's always looking for like the great etzah. Like, what is the big eitzah to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if you notice, great people always give the same eitzah, which is try harder. Try harder, right? It's not say, you know, people love skulas, right? They love segulas. Like, so I once had a Rebbe, he said, you know, there's an incredible skula for becoming a Talmid Chacham. You know what the skula is? Sit in the base medrash. That's the best skula. So this one goes to this tzaddik for this, and it's good to go to tzaddikim for brachas and skulas. I'll say the great part is you don't have to worry about skulas. Actually, the pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pathway to the Ribono Shel Olam, is quite simple. It's hard. It's difficult, but it's not unknown. Keep plugging away. Keep on the derech. Keep learning. Keep doing mitzvos. Keep doing chesed. When you feel down on yourself, don't let it get you. Be besimcha. Laham shich simcha al atzmo. That's the key. Aidei sheyistakel al asof. Shehu tachlis ha'olam haba shu b'china Shabbos. She'az yishapich ha'kol l'tova. Rabbi Nachman says over here, because there's something amazing. What's the amazing parable saying? That if you keep plugging away at it, one thing is clear, which is you will reach Shabbos. You'll reach it. It might take you a little while to get there, but you'll get to your Shabbos. Ki afilu apochus habos, and here he's also referring to the fact that at the 120, there's also olam haba, and olam haba, everything is going to be beautiful, everything is going to be wonderful. Ki afilu apochus shebi yisrael v'agarosh shebigruim, ein shir lechol ni'imos hatov hanifla sheyiskas, because of course in the olam ha'emes, even the lowest of low have a beautiful chelik. Ukimo shechizku osano hatzadike emes bekam l'shonos be'inkimo shekosov. So okay, so we could do the rest outside. The last paragraph, he just goes back through Hodu, which we're not going to go through, but just to bring this Maimar together, because this is really beautiful. So let's say, so first of all, we learned from Rabbi Nachman that Shabbos is not just an idea, a day, but Shabbos is an ideal. We're all striving to reach Shabbos, because what does Shabbos represent? Shabbos represents connection and communion with the Ribono Shel Olam. Shabbos represents the opportunity to have a relationship. Shabbos represents the opportunity to have a closeness. So of course, yes, what it means is we have to maximize the calendrical day of Shabbos. We have to make sure to use it in a way that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on a deeper level, says Rabbi Nachman, that a person has to realize the only way you reach Shabbos is how? What does the Gemara say? Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. If you plug away during the week, and you kaveh itim, and you set time to learn, and you daven with a minyan, and you do your chesed, and you give your tzedakah, and you do all the things that are the necessary ingredients, if you are torech, if you put in your effort on Erev Shabbos, remember the Rebbe says, Erev Shabbos is not just Friday, Erev Shabbos is Sunday through Friday. If you put in your effort, but how am I supposed to put in my effort? It's hard. There's so many challenges in life, and I feel depressed, and I feel upset. The Rebbe says, you have one job. What's your job? Just keep working. Just keep plugging away. Just keep plowing through it. Don't allow yourself to get down. Don't allow yourself to fall into the abyss of depression. Don't allow yourself to feel sorry for yourself or to feel bad for yourself or to second guess yourself. Just keep going forward. And if you keep up your tircha, if you keep up your work on Erev Shabbos on the 6 days of the week, then you know what? You'll reach your Shabbos. You'll reach your Shabbos on the seventh day, but more importantly, you'll reach your personal Shabbos. You'll reach your opportunity ultimately to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say that's the power of Shabbos. not just the day, but an ideal that we all aspire to. And we should be zochem mirtz Hashem. Yes, to work on our six, to work hard. You know, the Sas Emes writes, Sas Emes says that you see, the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to work. Sheshes yamim tasem alachtecha. Right? It's only if you work on the sixth day that you appreciate Shabbos. That's true. The seventh day is so meaningful because we work hard during the week. But on a deeper level, I will say what it means is Shabbos, here's the beautiful part. You could have Shabbos any day of the week you want. Because Shabbos ultimately represents that ability to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. But it only happens how? It's Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos. You want that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be willing to put in the work. But says the Rebbe, it's never going to be easy. It's never easy. There are so many obstacles, so many hurdles, so much depression. The Rebbe says, keep plowing through, keep going, and we'll find our Shabbos.